The head of the Serbian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Pavle, died this morning at the age of 95. He'd been hospitalised for some months. The Patriarch was a respected theologian and linguist and was also known for his personal humility and modesty. Pavle led the church since 1990, guiding it through its post-communist revival and called for peace and conciliation during the Balkan conflicts during that decade. Well, earlier I spoke to the editor of the Forum 18 news service, Felix Corley, about the Patriarch's life and legacy.
He very much spoke his mind. He spoke in a way that ordinary people could understand and relate to. He wasn't so much interested in ecclesiastical politics and so on. So I think he kept a steady course. He tried to rebuild the church. And don't let's forget the communist Yugoslavia imposed very tight restrictions on the church, although they were not as tight as in other Eastern European countries, especially places like Czechoslovakia, then Czechoslovakia, and in the Soviet Union. But nevertheless, there were strong restrictions. And in the 1990s, he worked hard to reopen institutions, get seminaries going again, reopen parishes, especially in Kosovo, where he was the long-term bishop there.
What kind of a legacy does he leave behind?
I think he leaves an image in people's mind of how they want their clergy to be, how they want their church to be, as holy, devout, spiritual, someone that people could look up to in a spiritual sense, not look up to physically because he was very diminutive in size, look up to spiritually, and the kind of better side of the church.